the Gospel and the Movies is our Advent podcast series where we relate the day's Gospel reading to a film that strikes an Advent note. Selecting the films is Father Peter Malone, MSc, a Melbourne priest who's been writing on film for over four decades. Gospel for the 19th of December, and it's our man Jim Carey in Bruce Almighty.
This one might seem quite a stretch from the Gospel, which is from St. Luke, and it's about the Annunciation to Zechariah in the temple. But I think that there's an interesting connection, at least I found one, that Zechariah in Luke's Gospel is contrasted with Mary in her Annunciation, which is to follow. But he is doubtful, he doesn't accept what Angel Gabriel says, and he is struck dumb. And in a way, Bruce Almighty is something of a parallel with that. That he's someone who doesn't believe, who accepts the way that his life is going, although he has some problems. And so when he encounters God, and the nice conceit is that Morgan Freeman as God entrusts the world to Bruce to manage while God goes on a holiday, and Bruce then finds that his faith is tested. He actually enjoys playing at miracles at first and discomforting people. So abusing his divine power, so to speak. But then he decides that he'll use prayers, but he finds that people, there are just so many petitions that he's unable to handle those. So in a sense, he has to do what Zachary ultimately will have to do when they ask him what his son's name will be. And Zechariah says his name is John. And then his tongue is loosened. And so in a parallel kind of way, Bruce has to come before God, admit the limitations of himself and the way that he has tried to be God, and accept really what God wants. And so he brings peace once more into his own life.
You must be Bruce.
Who are you?
I'm God.
Please.
Okay, how many fingers am I holding up?
Seven.
Aha!
You've been doing a lot of complaining about me, Bruce. You think you can do it better, so here's your chance. When you leave this building, you will be endowed with all my powers.
The film was very popular, and I think people were generally pleased with this exploration of the nature of God. And so I'd suggest that it's an interesting kind of humorous parallel to the story that we have in today's Gospel.
And he does ask that question, doesn't he? Why me?
Why me? And I suppose the main question, of course, goes back to any of us, especially in Advent, why not?